Vuosi sitten Anskuukin muuttanut aviopari Kia Neesman ja Pat Duffy istuivat aamukahville jutustelemaan. Pat Duffy on tunnettu ammattiskeittari ja kertoilee seuraavassa kokemuksistaan ja suunnitelmistaan Suomessa.
Tell me a little bit about why you moved to Finland and where do you live?
I have immigrated to Finland, Fiskars to be, or Anskoog actually, to be exact, from California. We were living in San Diego for the past 8 years. And the reason is because we feel that Finland, especially bringing up children, is a better way of life than the United States. The education is better, the healthcare is better, the nature is much better around here. Not that there isn't nice nature in the U.S., but my wife, Kia, lovely Kia, is from Helsinki, so we had the opportunity to come and try out living in Finland, and it has been wonderful.
So you like the Anskoog and the area around Fiskars, I assume, then?
We love being around here. It's so beautiful and everybody is so nice. And there's lots of artists around here and just really lots of musical people and just the whole general vibe is very friendly and welcoming.
What's your favorite spot? Where do you like to go? If you have let's do a family trip. What would you suggest?
Well, I love the Anskoog Beach because there's a killer diving board there. And
it's really deep under that diving board, isn't it?
And it's deep, and there's a nice little fireplace, and the beach is just great. But my main place is the Fiskars skate park, because I am a skateboarder. So, during the summertime, you can find me there quite often during the sunshine. it's a really good park. I actually work for the company that built it, called Monumental Changes. I didn't build that park personally, but it was built by a company that I worked for last summer and spring, and it came out really well. And that's where you'll find me mostly, the skate park.
What's your favorite thing to do in the skate park? Do you have some challenge that awaits you now when the snow has melted?
Not really, but I really enjoy going to the top of the big cement wall there because it's very scary and I like to be scared sometimes. I also like the long, long bank to curb. The long curved curb there is really fun.
You mean behind the basketball hoop?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the one.
Do you have some insight on the local scene of the skate park? What about the local kids? Is there a lot happening?
Yeah, there's a lot of skaters that come around. Kadia has some skaters. Other places in Fiskars I like is Agres Distillery and what's the name of the brewery?
Well, it changed name to Fiskars Brewery.
Fiskars Brewery, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, where do you skate in the wintertime?
Well, good question. Turku has a really, really fun park indoors called The Cube. And Helsinki has a few spots. There's Kontula, down in the old bomb shelter. And there's also Tapiola. And there's also, is it Valile?
Vallila.
Vallila. And that's right in Pasila there.
Well, it's in Vallila.
Oh, it's in Vallila. Okay. And those are my main go-tos. I also, there's a private warehouse / artist studio with ramps in Tammisaari.
Kruunumagasiinit.
Yep. That's the one. And that place is really fun too, except for it's very cold during the winter. There's no heat. So those are my main ones during the winter. But it would be so great to get an indoor spot around Fiskars or Karja that everybody can skate. My friend Jussi in Karja works at...
Amos Andersson Museum?
Museum, yes. And we were discussing maybe an art bowl in Fiskars, because...
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. My friend Rune Glifberg in Denmark is working with a company, and I can't remember the name, but they just finished a few months ago this really cool art bowl, and it's completely skatable bowl, but you see from underneath how it's actually built, and it's quite striking.
So that would be nice for non-skaters also as a visual experience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, do you think that would bring people from far away to enjoy it? Abroad or?
Absolutely. I think it could really have a, it could really impact tourism in Fiskars. It would bring more of that culture over here. The underground skate culture, artists, especially with something like that here, where you could have really great events that people from all over Finland can come enjoy. Skateboard events, say contests, or even, you know, a music festival with skateboarding, or just anything like that. That would bring tourism and bring people to enjoy this great little city of Fiskars.
So what you need now would be to find a place and to build that, and...
First things first is funding and a space.
Ah, so any sponsors out there that are getting inspired by the idea?
Exactly. I can get it built, but I definitely need the funding and the space first.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of empty warehouse-looking places here around.
I feel like there is, too. It's a matter of getting the ball rolling.
Yeah. Alrighty, so that sounds like a fun thing to dream
about. That would be a great, great project to dream about, for sure.
And, let's say, besides skateboarding, what do you like to do?
Well, I like to snowboard as well. I also like to read about health.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I try to make a organic green smoothie every day. But, we like to... swim in the summertime. I like to play a lot of music. I play guitar and banjo. I like to research a lot of old jazz. I love old jazz. I like to, you know, I don't know. All sorts of stuff.
Okay, well, thank you for this little morning coffee session here.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. And see you later.